from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump to visit Puerto Rico. President Donald Trump said he will visit the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico along with the U.S. Virgin Islands next week after both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes in recent weeks, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Widespread communication outages, shortages of food, drinking water, and electricity persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria. The governor of the island, Ricardo Rossello, on Tuesday sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious situation the island faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley urged feuding South Sudanese leaders on Tuesday to seize what she called a last chance to salvage a 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that has forced millions from their homes.
This is the last chance at salvaging the peace agreement in South Sudan. The different parties to the conflict must use the next several weeks to commit themselves to this process and to conclude it.
Addressing the Security Council Tuesday, Haley called for support of a regional revitalization process in order to bring the feuding sides together. This is VOA News. The United States will lay out its list of demands when the third round of the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations start in Canada on Saturday, starting a delicate and perhaps difficult stage that will determine the future of the pact that President Donald Trump called the worst trade deal in history. The talks between the United States, Canada, and Mexico have so far dealt with small and medium-sized enterprises, competitiveness, digital trade, services, and the environment. Spanish police have been directed to take over voting booths in the northwest region of Catalonia, where local authorities insist an independence vote will go on as scheduled on Sunday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has called the vote illegal. Carme Forcadell is the president of the Catalonian Parliament.
The Spanish government wants to hide the referendum, to make it clandestine. They want to generate fear. But when posters are seized, the citizens print them at home and plaster the street with them.
Madrid says the referendum lacks an election commission, ballot boxes, ballot papers, a census, and election materials. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani on Tuesday claimed victory in Monday's independence referendum and called for a dialogue with Iraqi authorities. Speaking to the Kurdish people, he said, "You didn't allow anyone to break your will." Mr. Barzani said, "We have entered a new stage, and this is a win for all of Kurdistan." The vote is opposed by Baghdad as unconstitutional, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Heather Nard is a State Department spokesperson.
We expressed our deep concern about that, and also our disappointment that they decided to go ahead and conduct that vote yesterday. We look at that as a unilateral referendum, and it was something that the coalition partners, the DISIS coalition, I don't think there was a single nation that supported that.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Tuesday threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there don't concede control of airports to the federal authorities. Saudi King Salman issued a royal decree on Tuesday allowing women driving privileges. It is to be implemented by next June the 24th. Ali Shahabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
It has tremendous practical implications, obviously, for women, for families, for the capacity of women to get more fully integrated into the labor force.
Saudi U.S. Ambassador Prince Khaled bin Salman called it historic and the right time for this change, given what he called the kingdom's open, young, and dynamic society. And fistfights broke out Tuesday in the Ugandan parliament ahead of debate on a controversial move to extend President Yoweri Museveni's rule. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.